Since President Bush took office, the U.S. economy has lost more than 2 million jobs. The first quarter of this year was supposed to be the nation's long-awaited turning point for job growth. But Friday's unemployment report showed no gains at all last month in private sector employment. The 21,000 jobs added were all in the government sector. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, spiraling health care costs are one reason employers say they're reluctant to hire.
Wall Street insiders had forecast 125,000 new jobs for February, so they're more than a little puzzled by what one economist called an unambiguously ugly report. Last month, the unemployment rate held steady at 5.6%, but only because discouraged job seekers left the workforce in droves. Actual employment took a nosedive. There are several theories to explain why. Chiefly that productivity gains have allowed companies to produce more with fewer workers. But there's another factor many employers, especially small employers, cite: out-of-control job benefits.
Healthcare costs are outrageous. Last year they went up for me about 30%. This year, March 1st, I've had to renew and they're going up about 25%.
Rochelle Balch is a small business owner in Glendale, Arizona. 11 years ago, she founded a computer consulting company that currently employs 10 full and part-time workers. She provides medical benefits for her full-timers, but not for temporary or part-time help. Balch says her business really suffered in the last couple of years. Her outlook improved this year, but that doesn't mean she's ready to take on new full-time employees.
Business went way down to the bottom. Now it's coming back up again, and as it's coming back up, yes, I want to create more jobs. I want to hire more people, but now I have these additional rising health care costs. One thing affects the other.
Employers have seen double-digit increases in health care costs for the last 3 years. Economist Rakesh Shankar with Economy.com studies the cost of employee benefits. He says it's not surprising that the jobs report showed an uptick in temporary hiring at the expense of salaried positions.
CEOs are still trying to figure out if they do need to ramp up their payrolls on a permanent level, or, you know, if we're just dealing with another transitory blip. But having extremely high healthcare costs is definitely something that's making it much more attractive to employers to, and much more profitable for employers to look at temporary workers as a good alternative to just hiring full-time workers.
That's borne out by a survey of CEOs the Business Council conducted last month. More than three-quarters of chief executives thought economic growth would be solid this year, but employment growth would only be modest. Economist David Burson, who conducted the survey, says CEOs always worry about rising benefit costs, but this time they think there's another explanation for the nation's anemic job creation.
Almost 60% of the CEOs said the most important reason for weak U.S. job growth was strong productivity growth. It simply allows them to increase production without, at this point, having to hire new workers.
Many economists and Fed officials believe the present workforce has become about as productive as it could be, so any further growth in demand should lead to more job creation later in the year. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.